Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder and CEO of the Join Jessica XO brand, where I coach, speak, and influence women to improve their mindsets so they can become happier, healthier, and more successful than ever before. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a series of pep talks that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you are looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, well then, you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's dive in. Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Happy hump day, baby. It's been a while since I've done a Wednesday JJXO episode, and I wasn't even planning on doing one this week, but there were some things that were on my mind this morning, and it just so happened that I have an extra hour this morning before I have to leave for the gym. My car is currently at the shop at the Land Rover dealership, and it was supposed to be done yesterday, and I called at 7:30 on the dot this morning, dressed and ready to leave to go and pick it up, and it's still not done. So unfortunately, I'm not going to have my lifting shoes for the gym today because I left them in my car, and I have an extra hour this morning now that I'm sitting here dressed at 7:45 in the morning, just waiting to go to the gym. And I figured I would get a few things done for work, and what I was thinking about this morning really had me feeling like I know there's someone in my audience here on the podcast that can benefit from this message. So today we're going to be talking about some business things. We're going to talk about some things that I am experiencing and going through that I'm really proud of, and being a woman who has struggled for a lot of my life to be a woman who I am proud of. I've really been in awe of myself because of some of the things that I'm navigating through right now. And I also want to talk to you about how coaching can collapse time for you in any area of your life. So the first thing that I was thinking about is the other day on Sunday, I was preparing my taxes for mailing, obviously not doing my taxes. My accountant does my taxes for me, but then he, you know, sends me a package with all of the envelopes and all of the little slips that I need to write checks to mail my quarterly taxes. And as I was writing out my taxes for every quarter, because that's what I do, I write out all of the checks, I put them in the envelopes, I seal them up, I put the postage on them, and then I leave them in my drawer until they need to be mailed. And I was putting the taxes that are due right now in April into the mail. And I was thinking about the tens of thousands of dollars that are in those envelopes, and really just blown away by the fact that I've become a woman who runs a business that generates that type of income. But also the fact that I've become a woman who doesn't just make that level of money, but has the ability to manage that amount of money. It's taken me a really long time to get where I am in my life in so many different capacities. And this financial capacity is no different. Not many years ago, I was $60,000+ in debt. I had a credit score in the high 400s. I say the high 400s, like that's good. Like, I don't even know anybody else in my life that has ever had a credit score in the 400s. I shared on social media the other day that my credit score is like, it's 842 or 843 right now. And I'm so proud of that. Like, holy shit. And my best friend messaged me a screenshot of her credit score, which is 850. Absolutely amazing. I'm so happy for her. But also thinking to myself, like, your credit score was never in the 400s. You were never $60,000 in debt. And not to say that that takes away from her accomplishment, but it's very different when you were brought up very differently, when you've had good credit your entire life, when you never had debt, when you never took on student loan debt, and you never found yourself in delinquencies and getting your cars repossessed. Like, those are all things that have happened to me. I've had two cars be repossessed. Like, my finances have been really, 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 really bad for a lot of my life. And to be where I am today, I'm so incredibly, incredibly proud of that. And it got me thinking about our ability to change our reality in in literally any area of your life, my love, I need you to understand that you are so capable of changing your reality. And I know that it's easy to look at people and think, well, it's always been that way for her. And I don't love that I come from a struggle story, but I sometimes love that I come from a struggle story. Because if I can turn my life around the way that I have, I know with certainty that you can too, because I've done it not with unlimited support from people, not with people helping me, not with people cheering me on, not with people encouraging me. I've done it while having a fucked up relationship with my parents, having a drug addict brother, having an alcoholic mom, having more dysfunction in my family, literally having barely any friends, being in toxic relationships. Like, I have not had the best life, and now I'm living my best life. And I want you to know, if you're in a place right now where you look around and you're just like, I want to change this. 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 You're so capable of doing so, but it requires you to take responsibility and decide that I am going to change. I am going to be a person who changes my reality. And it also requires you, in my opinion, to invest in the support to be able to do so. I know with certainty that one of the reasons why I am where I am in many different areas of my life is because I chose to make investments in coaching, in hiring mentors, and working with coaches who could support me and teach me and lead the way. And if you've been in my world for the last several years, you know how passionate I am about helping the women who come into my world make the changes that they want to make. And I want to give you an opportunity to make an investment in yourself to change your current reality, to give yourself the opportunity to make the changes that you want to make. And listen to me when I say, I know how scary it is to decide to make an investment in yourself when you have a track record that says, I quit on everything. The first investment that I made in my coaching business when I hired my business mentor who I've been working with since 2020, when I made that first investment, I was so scared because I thought, sure, I've been consistent for this short period of time. I started my business a year ago. I've been consistent. Great. But I have a pretty shitty track record. I have a track record of giving up and quitting on myself and abandoning the things that I say that I want. What is going to make this time different? I know that it feels scary. And I also know that you're capable of doing things even when you're afraid. I know that you're capable of taking the leap and saying yes to yourself even when you feel a little bit nervous. Yesterday, I was in the gym, as I always am. I feel like that's all I talk about anymore. The gym has become my entire personality. And I love that for me, honestly. I really do. I was in the gym and we hit back yesterday and I had a new deadlift PR, 245 pounds. I've been deadlifting for 2 months. And a conversation that my coach, my health and fitness coach that I've been working with for the last 4 months, something that we were talking about yesterday and we've talked about a number of times is yesterday he said to me, like, it is literally insane the amount of progress that you have made in such a short period of time. He said most people are in the gym like 2, 3, 4 years still trying to figure it out and make the progress that you're making. And my response to him was, well, it's because I hired you. And that's not because I'm giving him credit for doing the work. Obviously, he's not. I'm the one showing up and doing the work. Effort is not an issue for me. I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna give the effort. I've become a woman who I'm gonna put in the effort. I'm gonna do it. Like, I'm gonna do what it takes to achieve the things that I want, period. I've built my mindset and I can help you build your mindset to being that person. Because the reality is you can have the best strategies in the world, but if you're not a person who is able to embody being the woman that shows up and does the work and stays consistent, you're never going to achieve the things that you want. But I said to him, it's because I hired you. And again, that's not because I'm giving him credit for doing the work, but here's what I can say to you about how coaching collapses time and speeds up progress for you. Number one, when you make a financial investment in yourself, you're immediately being given an opportunity to learn from somebody who has skills and knowledge that you don't possess. You don't know things that are required of you to know in order to achieve the things that you want. Because if you knew those things, you would be where you wanted to be, right? Whether we're talking about here the strategy or the mindset, if you knew what to do, then you would be where you wanted to be. Or maybe you know what to do and you don't have the mindset that allows you to execute on those things. So maybe you need the mindset work that helps you become a person who can execute on the things that you know how to do. Both of those things are things that I help my clients with, the strategy and the mindset. Whether we're working on building your coaching business or whether we're working on helping you heal your relationship with food and lose the weight that you want to lose, it doesn't matter. I will help you with the strategy of how to, and I will help you with the mindset of who you need to be to execute on your dreams and get the things that you want. So that's part number one, is you get access to the information that you need, the support that you need, the mindset, the strategy. You get access to all of that when you invest in coaching. But the second part of coaching and making that investment in yourself is that you immediately start showing up different because you have skin in the game. I don't treat the gym now like, oh, I'm just showing up and I'm working out for 45 minutes or an hour and I'll figure out what I'm going to do when I get in there. There's intentionality and purpose in every single session, in every single movement, in every single set, in every single rep. There is intentionality and purpose. There is intensity. There's me showing up and saying, I'm giving 100% of myself no matter what, if that's actually 100% or if that's 50% is my best that day. I'm giving the best that I have every single time I show up because I invested a fuck ton of money in it. And I show up differently when I've invested in myself. And so do you. It's a guarantee. Free masterclass, you might show up and listen. Master course that you paid for, you're going to show up and listen. You're going to be there. You're going to put in the time. You're going to put in the intentionality because you put skin in the game and it actually means something to you. The reality is you have access to more free information than you could ever use. Google and YouTube can teach you any fucking thing that you want to learn. But there's a reason why, number one, you're not seeking out the information. And number two, you're not executing on it. It's because you have no skin in the game. And it's potentially because you're not a person who actually shows up and executes on the things that they say that they want. And I don't say that to make you feel bad about yourself. I say it because it's a reality. And I say it because it used to be my reality. And I want you to know that you are so capable of becoming someone different and building the life that you want for yourself. And I want to use this pep talk here on the Queen of Pep Talks as an invitation for you to decide that you're going to reach out and have the conversation with me about the coaching that you've been thinking about. Because for many of you, you don't listen to this podcast multiple episodes per week, a part of the subscription, to be in my world without thinking about investing and working with me. I know that you don't because I listen to people's podcasts. I follow people closely. I interact with their stuff. They're people that I'm interested in learning more from. If you are a woman who has thought about working with me inside of MBS or inside of the Total Package, I am encouraging you right now to pause this episode, go to my Instagram and send me a message so that we can navigate a conversation about how we can potentially together change your life. I want you to be inspired by me, but more than anything, I want to be able to take you by the hand and lead you to the life that you want to live for yourself. You can watch me win over and over and over again. You can watch me make progress forward. You can watch me be successful. And of course, I'm going to share the failures along the way because that's what I do. And it's a part of success. You can watch me win, or you can decide now is the time that I'm finally going to join her in winning and let me help you win alongside me because I want nothing more than that. I didn't create this business so that I can talk about all of my wins all of the time. I created this business so that you can be inspired by me and decide if she's capable of doing that, I'm capable of doing it too. And I want to be able to help you and walk beside you on that journey to creating the life and the business and the relationship with food that you desire because you are so fucking worthy and deserving of it. Okay. Please, if you've been thinking about it, even if you're thinking to yourself, I know there's no way that I can afford this right now. I'm not in a position. Many of you have convinced yourself that you can't afford to join something with me when you don't even know the price. You don't even know the investment. You don't even know the payment plans. You don't even know what's included. You don't even know. You're literally standing in your own way. If your heart is encouraging you to do something, there comes a point where you have to decide, I'm going to listen and I'm going to get up off of the bench and I'm going to step into the game and I'm going to start playing because life is passing me by and I'm not going to allow my dreams and goals and desires to die inside of me. Okay. I love you guys so very much and I will chat with you on the next episode here on the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a rating and review on iTunes so I can keep the encouragement coming your way. I hope you know that your support in helping me grow the podcast this year, it means so much to me. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Join Jessica XO on Instagram or join the Join Jessica XO free Facebook community for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, upcoming opportunities to work with me, and ways that we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. In the meantime, go fuck this day up in the best way possible.